Now, an email that came in over the weekend to tubs@rte.ie says, Ryan, I'm hoping you and your listeners can offer me some advice this morning. I live in Dublin, in a very nice area, four beds, semi-detached, residential housing estate, lots of professionals and young children. Pretty much a perfect place to live, actually. The houses are pretty close together and small gardens back onto each other. A typical housing estate built in the mid-1990s. I have three children of my own, aged 6 to 13, and I love working at home while they're on their school holidays. So to my dilemma. My day entails a lot of conference calls, web meetings with clients abroad, project work, emails, etc., and the home office windows are open. With the open windows, I can get to hear different sounds. Dogs barking, alarms going off, car doors opening, kids playing. However, one of the sounds that I hear all too frequently is the sound of a female adult roaring at children. I say adult because I don't know if she's the children's mom or minder or aunt or cousin, whatever. And I say children because I don't know their ages or how many kids there are there. There are at least two anyway. And what disturbs me is the constant roaring at the top of her voice at the kids. And I mean roaring. It begins at 9 a.m, goes on all day, so much so that I'm actually worried for the children. I can hear some slaps from time to time as the sound is so succinct and follows the scream of pain from the children. The lady in question has her windows and doors open also because I can hear that. The roaring and screaming sometimes comes from inside the house, sometimes from the garden. And the roaring carries chilling things like, get away from me, I can't stand it anymore. Or, get outside and stay outside, I'm locking the door. Or, I told you, shut up and sit down. No, shut up and sit down. As I mentioned, Ryan, I'm a husband and dad to three children myself. I know that children can try and push the boundaries sometimes and often test your patience as a parent, but this is constant chilling and I'm worried for the kids. At the weekends, it doesn't happen, so maybe there are extra hands around the house or whatever, but I don't know what to do. At one point yesterday, I was very close to calling the guards or the child services. I can't pinpoint exactly which house it's emanating from, but I can probably find it exactly. But walking over towards where the sound is coming from, I don't want to appear like a nosy neighbour or worse still, a stalker of women and kids, but other neighbours are also hearing the same screams. So what should I do? Ignore the screaming and roaring and hope it settles down? Record the screaming and hand it over to the guards as evidence? Or let it continue and then find out later some terrible tragedy has happened and I regret not doing anything? I don't want to sound sensationalist or exaggerate things, but the kids and the adult in question are having problems. It is not healthy to be going through this day in and day out, screaming and shouting, crying and wailing, and for those near neighbours to be able to hear it going on. Advice is welcome, as I'm really concerned and don't know what to do. Actually, the adult screaming has kicked off again and the kids are roaring, crying right now. Please don't read out my name. Well, it's a good email, isn't it? In the sense that I don't think this is uncommon. And as I'm reading it, I'm thinking, what do I do? I'm trying to listen to this in the kitchen of my own house, thinking, what? How do you respond to that? And if it was me, God, what would I don't know. Nothing irks me or pains me more than the thought of a child suffering. And that's why that sounds like Miss Universe. I really mean it. I can't bear it. And with that in mind, I need to make it stop. So, yeah, I would take action on that one. Yeah, and difficulty is that if it was two adults, you're in trouble because you're into a private domestic situation. It's very hard for the authorities to get in on that subject. Somebody just texted to say, tell him to mind his own business for being a snob. If being a snob means you're concerned that children getting smacked around the place and roaring, crying 5 days a week, well, then I'm a snob too, because I won't want that to stop. Now and again, you might let out a roar. Now and again, you might lose the rag yourself. That's human. But 5 days a week, consistently shouting and roaring and hitting is not acceptable. So, yeah, I'm afraid I have to get in. What we do here in Ireland, we tend to put the fingers in the ears when it comes to children and their pain, and we just pretend nothing's happening and it's fine. Asher, it'll be grand. They'll sort it out. It'll be grand. Until something awful happens. So my inclination would be to find out more and do something about it. But maybe somebody else has tried that and it didn't work, or maybe somebody else is in a similar scenario and might be able to help us and advise us on text 51552. Mary, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ryan. How are you?
I'm good, good, good. That email has triggered quite a response. This is from the guy who's listening to the sounds of children being slapped and shouted at on a Monday to Friday basis in some house out the back. What do you think?
I want to drive to Dublin immediately.
And do what?
And tear her by the hair.
Oh, you're okay.
Around the garden. Yeah, okay, I do. I was so livid listening to it coming in, you know. It sounds to me, I just said to your researcher there, it sounds to me like it could be a childminder. That if it's a 5 day a week thing, why isn't it 7 day a week if it's parent, unless you're afraid of the husband? To me, it does sound like somebody who has. I think if it was an actual parent, it wouldn't be as consistent, you know, that it's non stop from time to get up in the morning till it ends in the evening, you know.
Yeah.
But it sounds to me like maybe parents are really working and it could be a childminder, and obviously somebody who has no regard at all for kids. Well, that's just they're doing it for the money or whatever.
Tell that person to mind their own business or else do something about it. Ring social services, let them deal with it, says a text, and stay out of it. How much time has been wasted already? That's a confused text, because they're saying mind your own business or do so. Or maybe they're saying,
well, yeah, I wouldn't really say mind your own business. I'd say he's in an awful situation. I wouldn't like to be in the predicament, but I know that I would be livid.
You'd be livid, but would you do something?
I would. I'd start something. I'd talk to somebody about it. I'd do something, and I'd do it very, very quickly.
Who would you do? Who would you talk to?
How long is it going on now? Like, how long did they say? How long it's been going on?
No.
For a long time.
And who would you talk to? Guards? Social services?
Initially, I don't know. Talk to a close friend at first, or somebody who might be in maybe a nursing capacity. I work here in a nursing home myself now.
Yeah.
Talk to a nurse. Talk to somebody at work. Talk to somebody. Say, right, where would you go with this? You know. Get it going in the conversation.
What about this is the way this woman, whoever she is, be she mother or child minor, is the way she runs her house, and that's her house. Go through the front door, that's her house. No, none of your business.
Well, this is the problem as well, you see, because I know that if you do go to social service or the Gardaí or whatever, they won't get involved in the domestic situation. So it is a very awkward one.
But can they get involved in a domestic situation if children are in trouble?
The complaint has come from the house, as far as I know.
Ah, really?
I think so.
But
I
how would, wrong that, but why would somebody who's abusive report their behaviour to the authorities? That makes no sense.
Yeah, I know.
I'd like to complain about myself, please. I'm trashing my children.
Yeah, this is what you'll get. You'll always come up against a brick wall, Ryan. Always. Yeah.
The law is an ass. You know that.
Yeah. Any kind of a domestic situation, be it a husband bullying the wife or, you know, battering around the place, they're going to, the first thing they'll say to you is, because I know somebody in a previous relationship who was with an abusive husband, and she had to take out like a barring order against him.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, well, we can't do anything now unless he whacks the sugar out of you again the next time and practically kills you. And then maybe we'll intervene.
That doesn't surprise me at all.
We have to give him this little warning course for 6 months. And she's gone, my God, I could be dead in 6 days, you know. Oh. So, you're up against a brick wall. And I think, especially now in the case of where it's children, and, you know, verbal abuse can be way more horrific, or as horrific as physical abuse, you know. But to me, it does sound like it could be a childminder.
Yeah, I mean, we don't know. But I know what you mean.
Find out. There is somebody out there who knows how to work this.
Yeah, there's some comments coming in on it. He should ring the public health nurse, the local HSE clinic. The mother in question will most likely attend the clinic for vaccinations and developmental checks. It's sad for the children. Maybe the mum needs help too. Please don't ignore it, says Pam, a mother of four. Some parents shout all the time. Their kids shout too. They tend to be loud and boisterous. Housing estates carry noise no end. Sounds like a normal enough housing estate. Frazzled mother and kids, probably boys, getting up to all sorts every time her back is turned. Now she has the added pressure of wondering if neighbours will phone guards. Good Lord, this parent bashing of other parents is ridiculous.
I don't know. It doesn't sound right to me. I don't know. It just doesn't fit that it's a parent. I think it is definitely a childminder. It's, you know. That's the way I'm getting anyway. That's the vibe I get from when listening to him. He was saying it was 5 days a week, you know.
You think? Okay, we'll certainly put it out and see what happens. Mary, thanks for your call this morning. It's
okay,
good to talk
Ryan,
to you.
Take care.
Look after yourself.
Care.